AP News, I'm Hyephan Juwanyu. Jimmy Kimmel returned to late-night TV last night. Speaking to his audience, Kimmel said he learned one thing from the comedians that came before him.
The government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. That's anti-American. And I am so glad we have some solidarity on that from the right and the left and from those in the middle like Joe Rogan. Maybe the silver lining from this is we found one thing we can agree on.
That audio is courtesy of ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports satellite images indicate Iran is working on missile production sites.
According to satellite images analyzed by the AP, Tehran has begun rebuilding missile sites targeted by Israel during its 12-day war in June. But experts say a key component is likely still missing, the large mixers needed to produce solid fuel for the weapons. Reconstituting the missile program is crucial for the Islamic Republic. Tehran believes another round of war with Israel may happen after the war decimated its air defense systems. Experts say obtaining the mixers is a goal for Tehran, particularly as it prepares for possible UN sanctions to be reimposed on the country later this month. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Co-founder of the Autism Science Foundation, Allison Singer, says President Trump's announcement on Tylenol causing autism doesn't match scientific research.
We have done dozens and dozens of studies looking at vaccines as the potential cause of autism. We've looked at MMR to see if children who received MMR vaccine had a higher rate of autism. There was no relationship.
5 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration warned the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like aspirin or ibuprofen might cause rare but serious kidney problems in a fetus. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a Middle East debate at the UN yesterday.
The UN Security Council meeting on Gaza highlights growing isolation of the U.S. One representative after another expressed horror at Hamas's attack and Israel's ongoing military offensive in Gaza. Mohammed Ishaq Dar is Pakistan's foreign minister.
Gaza has become a graveyard for the humanity as well as for the global conscience.
U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz says it's regrettable the council convened the meeting on the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah.
The charade is disappointing.
Waltz says the push for Palestinian statehood gives Hamas incentive to keep holding hostages. Ambassador Danny Danon says Israel is committed to continue the war.
Until we bring back all the hostages, until Hamas is out of the game completely.
The U.S. has rejected resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Hyephan Juwanyu, AP News.